Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, the Connecticut Business Blend with the Hartford Business Journal on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We welcome in Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday here at 8:50 on WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good. You know, there was a general freak out, right, when Zoran Mamdani wins the race for mayor in Manhattan. And you get stories, there's anecdotal evidence, you know, Greenwich Country Day had a frenzied open house as Manhattan people are looking to leave. Who knows what's going to happen? But is all this hoopla around people actually thinking of leaving or even businesses leaving, is that real?
I mean, it's yet to be determined. You know, it takes a lot for somebody or a business to relocate operations. Over the years, we've seen a lot of that out of the Northeast, frankly, to southern states. Connecticut, you know, benefited from the pandemic as people did move, out of New York City into Fairfield County mostly. And we saw Connecticut have a population increase for the first time in many years, which is rare. There are certain events that force people to make people decide to leave. A new mayor, I think some people will take a wait and see approach. A mayor, it's a 4-year term, they may only be there 4 years. So my guess would be, some people would wait it out. But, Connecticut's not sort of standing still. They're trying to go after some of these companies that may be thinking about moving. The mayor-elect Mamdani has pledged to increase taxes about 2% of the wealthiest people and also on corporations. So there's two different things that Connecticut is doing to try to, benefit from this potentially. Advanced CT, the state's business recruitment arm, it's a nonprofit. They're over the last few weeks up until the election and now even more, they've been targeting financial services companies in New York City saying, hey, if you're uncomfortable with where this election is going to go, we have a spot for you, particularly in Fairfield County. And then the city of Stamford has just launched a marketing campaign, which they say has been in the work for months, which it has been. And they don't say it's a direct response to the election in New York City. It just happened to launch the day of the election. So, there was some good timing there. But they're doing digital ads in New York City, targeting specifically New York City people. And they're marketing Stamford as a great place to sort of live, work, and play. And they note how Stamford is basically half the price of office space than New York City is. Stamford has been growing as a city population-wise, and it's a business attraction. And so they're trying to take advantage of this as well.
I guess we'll see. We'll wait and see. Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. A multi-billion-dollar water deal. What's the issue surrounding that?
Yeah, so this is Eversource was selling off its water business, Aquarion. Aquarion has its big customer base, mostly in Fairfield County, extends a little bit beyond that too. This deal didn't really get too much attention other than when it was first announced. And then we, over the summer, kind of did a big story on it, taking a look at it because it is interesting. Aquarion is going to be purchased by a newly formed government agency that is going to be a sister organization of the Central Connecticut Regional Water Authority, which does business in New Haven. And all of a sudden, there's been not all of a sudden, it's happening now for months, but there's been tons of pushback against the deal. The new entity that's acquiring it, Aquarian Water Authority, is taking on $800 million in debt to do the acquisition. It's a startup, basically. It's a startup business. And people are worried that this debt load is going to cause them to raise rates. There's also worried now PURA, which we've all talked about for months now. PURA currently regulates Aquarion, but if they become part of this nonprofit organization, PURA will no longer have oversight over rates. So there's concern that this new board that's going to be created to oversee rate decisions, won't have as much accountability as PURA. And also there's loss of local tax revenues. Aquarion, Eversource, they're private companies, and now it's going under a nonprofit owner. Now, the Aquarian Water Authority says that overall they think costs will be lower under their ownership, and they point to, because they're a nonprofit, they have access to lower financing. Today, Attorney General Tong is holding a big press conference. The PURA decision on this deal is coming soon, probably in the next month or so, maybe less than that. So there's a lot of people, a lot of mayors in Fairfield County are opposed to this, a lot of consumer groups. And then AG Tong is holding a press conference today sort of to show strong opposition to the deal. So it's going to be interesting. You know, Eversource is kind of in flux still with its new commissioner. So it's going to be interesting how this deal is determined. And it's rare, frankly, for a state regulator to deny a major, corporate transaction like this. So there's going to be a lot of eyes on what the decision gets made. My guess is the deal gets approved, but maybe there's a lot of attachments to it. You can't increase rates for this period of time and things like that. Yeah. But it'll be interesting how it plays out.
Yeah, for the new group at PURA, it's a challenge out of the gates for sure. We're talking with Greg Bordenaro from the Hartford Business Journal here on the Connecticut Business Blend. A little more localized business story, a little smaller scale, but fascinating, technology company Lambda Vision and what they're trying to do and whether there's some investors who believe in it.
Yeah, so Connecticut has a lot of interesting companies. Connecticut's a bad rap for it's business friendly. Businesses are leaving, but Connecticut has a really strong base of interesting companies, particularly in the biotech sector. Now there are a lot of smaller startup companies, and who knows where they'll go. But one of them is Lambda Vision, and basically they're developing artificial retina implants. They're in the preclinical stage, or still they haven't gotten to they have to go through the FDA approval process. They haven't done human trials yet. They just raised $7 million. The interesting thing about them is they're sort of producing these artificial retina implants in microgravity in space. So they're doing the creation of these implants within the International Space Station. It's kind of a unique story, just because the way that these sort of the retina implants that they're creating are sort of multi-layered protein films. It's really difficult to produce these on Earth, and you need that sort of lack of gravity in space to produce it. So they've done 9 trips to the International Space Station so far, and they're trying to sort of manufacture this project in space, and we'll see how it plays out. But it's one of those biotech companies to watch. They've raised over $15 million now, and they're just spun out of UConn too, which makes another interesting angle to it.
All right, Greg, thanks so much. Great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordenaro from the Hartford Business Journal, the Connecticut Business Blend. Every Monday here at 8:50 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.